More than 50% of PSNH's customers have left it for competitors. 20,000 residential customers have left in just the last few months. That means fewer and fewer PSNH customers are paying the costs for the company to own and run its own power plants, which increasingly spend much of the year idle. Notably, PSNH customers are shelling out for a $422 million scrubber that is cleaning up emissions from coal-fired Merrimack Station in Bow. That makes for a nightmare scenario, which Dan Allegretti, who represents PSNH competitors for the Retail Energy Supply Association, laid out for lawmakers.
If you're a PSNH customer, it's a bit like playing musical chairs. You don't want to be standing when the music stops, because if you are the very, very last customer on PSNH default service, you will be getting a bill for 400 and some odd million dollars.
It's a scenario that lawmakers are hoping to avoid. They heard from a chorus of voices, from competitors, environmental groups, the state's consumer advocate, all singing in unison. Something has to be done. The question is what? Former PSNH President Gary Long, and now executive for New Hampshire Energy Policy, has a couple of suggestions, all of which would shift more costs to their competitors. For instance, as the state's one regulated utility, PSNH does all of the billing for its competitors. Long, clearly frustrated with the situation, says they could charge a penny per kilowatt hour for that service.
To go for billing, for instance, you know, there's nothing in the law that says we have to do that. It's outdated. Change it, and the problem starts going away.
Another Long suggestion, require customers who have switched to competitors to pay for the scrubber, which would, again, add about a penny per kilowatt hour. Senator Jeb Bradley says that suggestion is not politically feasible, since it would drive up everyone's energy costs to the point where they would be pretty close to those of PSNH.
To say to people that have made competitive choices, now suddenly we're taking away that competition by shifting the public policy underneath them, I don't think that's equitable.
But there are other possible solutions. Competitors want PSNH to sell its power plants, probably at a loss, and make Northeast Utilities shareholders eat some of those losses. Former PUC chairman Doug Patch, who now represents competitor TransCanada, says there are indications that PSNH would lose somewhere between $200 and $600 million in that sale.
What drives that is really Merrimack Station. It's the investment in the scrubber, which, you know, some would argue, including TransCanada, that it was imprudent to have done, given everything that was happening in the market.
Whether building that scrubber, which was finished in 2011, was prudent, and therefore whether PSNH can get paid for all or part of it, is a question that regulators will be deciding in the coming months. Obviously, PSNH isn't interested in losing profits for its shareholders, and will fight to recover that investment. So for now, the battle lines are drawn. PSNH is bleeding customers and says that others should pay more to support the functions of a regulated utility. Competitors hear what PSNH is saying, and they want it to leave the market and to bear the costs of getting out. There are plenty of possible scenarios in between. For example, lawmakers could do nothing. If PSNH really is in a death spiral, regulators could require it to offer lower rates anyway, again at the expense of corporate profits. Or regulators can tell PSNH to retire some or many of its plants. It's a complicated problem, with no simple answers, says Legislative Committee member Jackie Callie Pitts.
So what are we doing? Where are we headed? And I want the whole picture looked at, not just a piece of it. I don't think I'm going to get that opportunity because the window will be closing very soon for legislation.
Whatever proposal gets hashed out between now and January, it's clear that the question of what to do about PSNH will be a priority for lawmakers next session. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.